to look at how men react to body shaming, weight loss, body image issues. And in this, we'll be taking excerpts from our own podcast where we hosted Steve, who was talking about his experience with body shaming. And also we'll take a few excerpts from Field Director's podcast where he hosted Willis Raburu, where he explained his journey, weight loss journey, his body shaming, and what he did. Then we'll offer a general commentary at the end of the episode. Here is Steve talking about his experience online, body shaming and all.
But yeah. I feel like we're lacking that a lot, like
empathy,
as a society.
Yeah.
Kwanza social media unajua wase wanaweza jificha.
Yeah, people thrive on.
Wanaweza jificha nyuma ya nini, unapata msia na hate. Kuna some guy who used to fat shame me ile properly. When I was on TV, because at some point I used to do sports analysis. So unapata, the first ever day I ever went on TV, hata sikuwa najulikana. Jamaa ameingia inbox yangu.
Hata
ni friend request. Hiyo ilikuwa Facebook.
Ara si wall, inbox.
Inbox. Mse ameandika composition ya venye mimi ni mnono. Na naye anafanya lose weight.
You are of public fever.
Unavaa shati hata ikutoshei. Chekio staff.
Yeah.
Tears zilikuwa zinanilenga.
Naisoma.
What was supposed to be a happy day for me that day?
Oh, it's a day like usha nini.
I was young that time.
Usha.
Niliwaambia, I started working early.
Oh, usha achieve something.
Nafika home, because that time I was working and I was still staying at home. I moved out a few months later. Nafika home. Mother had ananiambia, nimekuacha leo kwa TV yao.
Oh, it's a very huge thing.
Food and everything. I couldn't eat. Nimejam. What's wrong? What happened? Nothing. I don't want to talk. Yo time niliko na absorb everything with the chin. Unaona hii stuff yetu tumeongelea hapa ya submissiveness ya mtu akikuzushia unaturn the other cheek. Mungu tu anaona. Then nika realize it's a recurring trend. It's a recurring trend. Every time I'm on air. Nata sikuwa mnono sana by the way. Mi hakuna, by the way, hakuna time nisha ikuwa any bigger than
you are
than
right,
this
now.
Size right now. But then somebody still saw it fit. Naambia di mdosi wangu mdosio. Some mdosi wangu ndio alinichekelea tu akaniambia, "We acha nikufungulie inbox." That time I used to work for Carol Radul. Shout out Radul.
Radul alikuwa na get cooked.
Pioneer of the industry. Mimi alinionyesha tu inbox yake, alionyesha tu wall yake, hata si inbox. Akaniambia, "Look at how many people have blocked." Unaona kwa hiyo wall FB imeblock kwa sasa kama 3000.
Shit.
Niambia, "Don't worry. I'm sorry that you faced this, but what's coming
is better than
is more." The reality you have to realize that a lot of this is coming.
In this next excerpt, we have Willis Raburu talking about his experiences online, but being body shamed and how it affected him mentally and even physically. He then talks about his surgery. He did a gastric bypass surgery where they do an operation on your stomach, reduce the volume, which means that the amount of food you eat and which is being absorbed in the body goes down, and now you can, because the calories that you are taking in are far lesser than what you are expending, you start losing weight. So he tells us about the surgery and how it made him feel, the risks therein, and all that.
It was actually really stressing and hurting and disturbing.
Right.
And it got to me a lot of times. Because sometimes it's just, you've just posted a picture. It's nothing, you know, it's just the app is for you to post pictures. But the comments, so people, what people are saying, and not even what they're saying, it's more how they're saying it. You know, they're very vulgar, ruthless, cutthroat. You know, I remember one time, it sounded funny, but I laughed. Then I was like, damn, I'm in here. So the time I said, ready for 10 over 10 and put like three flames, a flame emoji. Then somebody was like, is of flames to chomena yo mafuta ya mwili yako. So I was like, sasa we mutu. I was like, okay. And then now you see the model of operating online is once the first three comments are about a certain thing, you can be dressed very well and somebody says, ayo suti yako ni cheap. that's all of a sudden that now becomes a thing, because guys like mob mentality online, but ikuja ku change issues go street how I talk, let's say story for another day. But so there was a lot of that, even in DMs, even people just, even when you do try to go to the gym, everybody will be like, ai yo yako hapana, hatunajaribu but bado, you know, so many comments. And so sometimes I would, it got to a point where now I would just not read comments. I would be like, the way I would have wanted to do it. And even when I went to do the surgery, because I'd been so vocal about it, I also didn't want, I wanted to take away the you can call it the stigma around it.
Right.
Because there are many, many people do this surgery, by the way. Many politicians, many, even people, just Kenyans who do it. But they don't want to talk about it because people don't want to, it's, they look, they say it's like a shortcut.
Right.
I mean, I don't know, shortcuts zenye karibu unaweza die. Unajua ukienda under, there's a chance of you not coming back.
Yeah.
There's a chance of, I mean, the, of course, though for the operation, the chances, I think 3%, something could go wrong, it's pretty safe.
Yeah.
But still, it is a very expensive undertaking. And it is expensive because, and that's one of the reasons I spoke about it, is because insurance companies are not helping people do it. I did full gastric bypass surgery. And I'm proud of that moment because it's a moment where I felt I invested in myself.
Right.
And all the money I paid for it, the feeling I get now is priceless. The, like when I dress up and I'm leaving the house and I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, God dang, look at you, God's favorite child. I mean, I was still God's favorite child then. But you know what I mean? Like, it's uplifting. And then also the benefits health-wise are amazing. And this is actually something I encourage people to do. It's expensive, but if you can, because you save for holidays, you save for all these things, if you can, and especially if you've already tried working out and it's not working for you, if you can still work out, by all means, pay the instructor, pay the gym, work out. Be disciplined, consistent, follow what they say, nutritionist, everything, you'll be okay. But if you're now at a point where, like for me, by the time I was going for the operation, I was 164 kgs. That was in May.
Right.
The doctor told me, because you're already in an upward trajectory, ungefika December, you'd probably be looking at maybe 170, 180. And at that point, you wouldn't have made it. Not you. And they'll still do the operation.
He talks about the risks and the costs that are there in for these surgeries. And another alternative that I see people taking is, instead of doing the surgery, where they do the invasive surgery and they remove parts of you or they make your stomach tinier, they give you, there is a balloon where you swallow some contraption and then the balloon in your stomach, the balloon swells, fills up, and so your stomach capacity goes lower, and this is a temporary solution whereby there is no surgery involved, and you, because the also the, it also works with the same concept as the surgery, because you get full haraka, then the amount of calories you are taking in goes lower and you lose weight faster. And I've been seeing these technologies coming in Kenya, coming up in Kenya. And most of these, especially the gastric bypass surgery, is very expensive. So, yeah. And he also touched on the rates of obesity in Kenya, and you can hear it in the next clip.
Yet, if you look at the statistics from WHO and everything, we are generally an obese nation. Yeah.
I think there was statistics that were dropped, I think, last week
or last week. And especially even 50%. Younger, even younger from the age of 15.
Right.
So if, and you know, if, many people who have been in hospital here, have relatives or friends who've been in hospital, you will know it's an expensive undertaking. 1 week can drain all your accounts. Like, you can use a shamba, ufanya nini. 1 week of a chronic disease is not good in this country. And so if you can do something now to save you from something like that happening in the future, why not do it? And so I spoke, that's why I spoke openly about it.
So I have a few thoughts on this, and one of them is that if you are young and if you are capable of avoiding future weight gain or future or these problems, you should definitely hit the gym or play a sport, start swimming, eat better, especially right now when fast food is cheaper than kawaida food, the organic food. Hit the gym, run, be active, keep your weight below your BMI levels. The other thing, these are very an ongoing debate that's always on Twitter, is every few weeks there's a bodybuilding or a gym guy who's being shamed. And what I would say is that fellas should not take body weight or body image from the media and also from Twitter women. No, Twitter girls, don't take fitness advice or body image advice from Twitter girls, because these women are so flaky. Because one of the things is the prevailing sentiment is that, oh, I've never seen a girl who likes gym bros. So for most of these dudes don't work out for chicks are just not collateral, but maybe an addition to your life. If you actually work out for yourself, you'll have a better experience as compared to working out for women. And if you work out for chicks, you'll only work out for 1 to 2 months, because the pain is too much for you to be working out for someone else. If it's not personal, you will quit along the way. Also, the standards that these chicks hold for instance, they say Jason Momoa has a dad bod. So that's a fucking absurd, because this dude is really jacked. He can go from having a few pounds on him to really to Aquaman status in less than 3 months. So when listening to mamas on Twitter, I take that with a pinch of salt. So for most of us Kenyans, we cannot afford these surgeries. But what we can afford is eating better. We can afford to go to the gyms. We can work out. We can walk. We can run. So don't wait until it's too late that you now need medical intervention so as to mitigate the weight issues. So working out, being fit, goes beyond attracting mates. It affects your mental health. It affects how you look at yourself, how you perceive yourself. It also affects how other people see you. So, yeah. And this is not medical advice. We don't substitute medical advice with this. And also, we hope Phil and Willis Raburu won't strike us with copyright manenos. So, thank you so much. We'll credit them there. And if you need more of this research, you can go online or talk to your physician. Thank you, Steve. We'll release the full episode that we did with Steve in the coming weeks. Peace.